Earth, sky.
In late August of 2011, Hurricane Irene struck the U.S. East Coast. It resulted in several dozen deaths, power outages, and road closings.
Irene became the 10th weather-related billion-dollar-plus U.S. disaster so far in 2011. During the hurricane, as some were preparing to flee the storm, a team of scientists from Delaware and Pennsylvania were heading into it, with the goal of learning more about climate change.
Big storms like Hurricane Irene can release tremendous amounts of organic material, like dead leaves, that might have been stuck for years on creek and riverbeds. Scientists want to analyze this material for the information it provides. These scientists wanted to learn more about how soil erosion into rivers buries carbon trapped in organic materials, like leaves, and prevents carbon from entering the atmosphere. That's where it acts as a greenhouse gas and might contribute to global warming.
These scientists set up floodwater collection points along creeks in Delaware and Pennsylvania during Hurricane Irene. They'll be doing chemical analysis of Irene's floodwaters, working with Irene data for a period lasting months or even years, trying to understand how large-scale weather events like hurricanes fit into climate's big picture. I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Jorge Salazar. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.